The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
And sizzle is about right. I'm grumpy. So what's so good about it? I'm having a meltdown. And I think if this heat does not dissipate shortly, I'm going to have my armpits replaced.
Oh, Suzanne, quit whining. For heaven's sakes, it's going to get better. It's going to get 85 degrees this weekend, sometime this weekend. You're not the only one that's hot, you know. It doesn't do any good to whine.
Well, somehow it really
don't cry
to say that. I don't know. But we are Aging But Dangerous, whether we're grumpy or not. AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill and live their lives to the absolute fullest, whether they've got steam coming out of their undies or not.
And that usually means that you need to reduce your butt. But
so what do you do then? You increase your can, right?
Well, yes, because that's what our song says. Once you get your butt under control, you start working on your can. So what is your can?
Well, I think my can is that I can ignore the heat and have a great attitude in spite of the sweat all over my body.
Good girl. And my can is that I can make it a priority to work out tomorrow night. It's all about commitment.
That's right. If you can do something, if you want to do something, don't let your age stand in your way, and don't let a lot of big butts stand in your way. So I think we're going to start, not only are we going to start reducing our butts, that B-U-T word, but we're going to start increasing our cans. I like that. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I like the way it sounds.
And AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age. And that's really, Suzanne, what our martini jump skydive is all about, you know? I mean, we've had several women in their 80s jump with us, and they have loved every second of it. And our guest speaker today is Jo Johnson from Westside Skydivers, who is the owner and operates that facility out in Winsted, Minnesota. He's going to tell us about how safe it is to skydive, and even though it's perceived by many to be very edgy.
Well, really, Jeannie, I think what we're talking about this whole event, is it's about building self-esteem and really feeling good about ourselves, and that's really what we're all about.
Well, that's right, and we've done a lot of research on women over 50 on their self-confidence and how you build that and how they are facing their fears. And one of the favorite quotes that I found was from Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this, and I can take the next thing that comes along."
Amen. It really takes guts to age. I mean, aging is not easy, and it's a great opportunity in a situation like this to really grow as human beings. And that's That's so important. And if we can push ourselves beyond our comfort level a little bit, then that's how we get that courage to face anything that life throws at us, which at this age can be a myriad of choices.
And here are some quotes that are great from some of our jumpers from last year. One woman says, being able to be in the moment and not allow panic to take over, seeing the earth from so high up, enjoying the quiet and peace floating in a parachute, the exhilaration of doing something I never thought I could do, being inspired by so many women in their 50s and 80s jumping and raving about the experience, and the supportive atmosphere. Another quote is, what a feeling to jump and to realize what I'd just done when it was over. It helped me realize what a strong person I had become over the years. And one of the favorite quotes that I think you and I both liked was this: I converted the photos that I took into a personal motivational poster to inspire me to take even more risk. Love that one. And the last one is, what a feeling to jump and to realize what I'd just done when it was over. Helped me realize what a strong person I've become over the years. Love those.
I know. Well, helping women identify their passions and find purpose in this second half of their lives is what we're all about. And this is a fabulous step. It's not the only step, and there's certainly other ways to get to it, but so many of our members have taken this and have so deeply appreciated and enjoyed this opportunity to really enhance their lives.
And we do have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. You and I are really proud of that.
Right. So go to agingbutdangerous.com and look at the stuff we do. There's plenty of it for everyone, something for everyone's taste. And let's talk about the swarms. Our swarms are places where once a month we gather at different locations for fun, for conversation, for support, and to gain information and education. And there's a big one coming up.
And obviously, yes, our swarm this month is going to be July 14th at Westside Skydivers. We have all these women signed up that are going to jump out of that airplane. We're looking for more jumpers. And this is a special swarm. Everyone is welcome. Now, if you want to attend a swarm, just go to agingbutdangerous.com and become a member. And we have all sorts of good perks.
Right, but you don't have to be a member to come to this swarm. Everybody's invited. The public can come and watch. And let me tell you, all those women falling out of the sky is really exciting. You get to meet other fantastic women who are also experiencing the same things you are. So we really are truly in dangerous territory, and we are having an absolute blast being there.
And we're really starting a revolution because we have women jumping out of airplanes. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. We're changing the way the world perceives women over 50 by changing the way we perceive ourselves, and we want all of you to join us. You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
Anne, my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at ASBMN.com.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little, or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet, or 18,000, or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Botis at 612-336-9329.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and lots of juicy stories, and we're going to get high. I heard we're going to get high during this segment. Is that a true fact?
We are going to get high. That is true. We have got with us our guest today, Joe Johnson, who owns and operates Westside Skydivers out in Winsted, Minnesota, and this is only a little bit west out of the Twin Cities, so it's very easy to get to. Joe, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, ladies. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you are so welcome. There's so many things that we want to talk about today. First of all, I'd like to know, how did you get into skydiving?
Well, 13 years ago, my now ex-wife bought me a birthday present, which was a gift certificate to make my first jump.
Oh.
And it was all downhill after that.
I was going to say, and now she has not spoken to me for 25 years because I haven't been out of the clouds.
Joe.
Well, ask him, Jeannie. Yeah. I mean, the thing of it is this did this impact? Not that it's any of our business. It impact the reason for your divorce?
Well, to be honest with you, yeah, probably it did.
Okay.
We don't need to know.
Yeah, well, we don't have to know anymore. I just thought that was kind of okay. I'll be quiet.
But Joe, isn't that the truth? Somebody gives it to you as a present, or you do it for your birthday, or you do it for a really good reason, and then you do get hooked. That's what happened to me. So, I mean,
and that is what happened to me. 13 years ago, I made my first jump, and now this year I'll hit the 10,000 jump mark this year. So
wow!
And I did my first jump 12 years ago, and this will be my fourth jump. But that's pretty good for 72.
Yeah, yep, that is very good.
So tell us about your experience, everybody. You know, wants to know how the experience that their tandem guy has, and you have really had a lot of experience. What is that? What your experience skydiving?
Well, like I said, this year I'll hit my 10,000 jump mark. I'm calculating it out to as we speak right now. I'm at 9,700 and something right now. So within the next month or two, I should hit 10,000. I've jumped in 6 different countries and Puerto Rico, as well as all over the United States.
Wow.
I've worked at some of the most successful drop zones in the world and some of the least successful drop zones in the world. So I got my first instructional rating when I had 3 years in the sport and started working part-time, and then I went to a full-time position, and then I started traveling, and since picked up, I have all the ratings that you can possibly get on the civilian side, as well as I am a tandem instructor examiner. So what that means is if somebody wants to get their tandem instructor rating, what you need to do, tandems and whatnot, they come to me and I put them through a course and give them their tandem rating. So,
and your tandem people, are there women? Are there women that are tandem people?
We have one female tandem instructor. Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, yep. What are they required? How many hours do they? I know with myself, I like it when somebody has a lot of hours. Do they? How many hours do they have to have to be become a
tandem
instructor?
They have to have a minimum of 500 jumps in 3 years in the sport, and that's the minimum. All of my instructors, 1,000 or more, and most of them have 4 to 6 jumps.
Okay. All right, so that's good. The one question I get all the time, Joe, is the landing part. How hard is the landing? How would you explain the landing?
Well, it's basically just kind of coming in and sliding on your bum. Mm-hmm. So we have you get your feet and legs up out of the way, and your instructor's feet will touch the ground first, and we kind of slide in and sit down on our butt, and then you sit down on your butt and just kind of slide in. So that's the most easiest and safest way to ensure that we don't have a sprained or broken ankle. So.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was just, I always tell people, I think that's so, it's such an easy landing. I know my dad, when he skydived at 91, they said they didn't care how old he was. He could have been 105, but they said the reason they let him is because he could lift his legs up to his waist.
Right.
So he wasn't going to get hurt. What can you wear now? I know 12 years ago, I had to wear a jumpsuit and that harness over my jumpsuit. I looked like I weighed 300 pounds. I hated it. Today, we don't have to do that, do we?
No, and today we let you jump in your athletic wear or comfortable clothes. We have you wear comfortable clothes for the weather of the day. So if it's a hot summer day and you want to wear shorts or knickers and a light t-shirt or blouse, that's fine. We do have jumpsuits for you to wear if you so desire, but most people choose not to just because it's hot and whatnot, and they're way more comfortable in their own clothes.
So I could wear my leggings and my Aging But Dangerous t-shirt.
You bet.
And last year, there was a woman that jumped that had false teeth, Joe, and they were going to make her take them out, and she just refused. And I don't know how that happened. I don't know how she didn't lose them. Have you ever had anything like that or heard of anything like that?
I have heard of people losing dentures. I've never experienced that myself. It depends on how they fit, and you know, if you're concerned about it, just maybe don't smile so much.
And as
you know what I want to throw in here? I was so impressed, Joe, by your facility. It's such a nice place. And the fact that you have a maintenance guy on your airplane all the time, that made me feel so good. I mean, I'm not the jumper, but that still, I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, and with that being said, that's another good safety issue to bring up. We are the only skydiving facility in the Minneapolis market that has a full-time A&P on staff. A&P is an airframe and power plant mechanic, so basically an airplane mechanic. So, so my bottom line is a little lighter because I choose to keep him on salary and keep him around, but it ensures the safety of the airplane and the customer, so it's well worth it to me to have him here.
Joe, we have really learned a lot today. Thank you for coming and being our guest.
It was my pleasure. I appreciate you asking me to do it.
And can you give us our website real quick? Your website?
You bet. www.westsideskydivers.com. And remember, when our customers say jump, we say how high.
We love it. Ladies. We love it. You're listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back, so don't go away.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
This is Lisa Edival, the Sushi Empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
All right, we're back, and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle continues with Jean and Suzanne, and we are so grateful you've joined us here this beautiful Saturday morning with my new attitude. And we've been talking.
No whining.
I know, no whining. It's against the rules. So we've been talking about a lot about our skydive in the last, couple of weeks, because it's really so close at hand. But, you know, we all have our own issues in our lives that we need to face, that we could face. And in facing those issues, we would all be happier people. And I think this is what really the skydive boils down to. But it's not just the skydive we have to do. It's the fact that we as human beings can always be better, and that if you have good self-esteem and you have courage and you are facing and going forward with a good attitude, then life is good.
And that's so true, I think. And what I think is really interesting is when we were doing all this research, when I read doing what you believe to be right, even if others mock you or criticize you. And that, Suzanne, is something that I did, that I do notice if I make a decision that somebody else disagrees with, that I know is right for me, then if they come back and say, why are you doing that? Or why are you jumping out of that plane? That's stupid. Or they come back and really mock you and criticize you. You just can't listen to that because you know it's right for you. And that is what makes you stronger, is believing in yourself.
Well, I love the Dale Carnegie quote, that inaction breeds doubt and fear, and action breeds self-confidence and courage.
Mm-hmm.
And so and he goes on to say, if you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. And isn't that the truth?
That's so true. It's just like, all my single friends that I say, get out and meet somebody. Don't sit on the couch and expect somebody to knock on the door. Sorry, I had to put that in.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because we have a quote in our website that we use quite a bit. It's a Nitschke quote, and it says, the secret of reaping the greatest fruitfulness and the greatest enjoyment from life is to live dangerously. And he said that back in the mid-1800s. So it's really, and what we want to do is empower and inspire women. That's our mission statement. And so that's why we keep encouraging women to go out and push their boundaries.
And a great quote from Helen Keller, too, that I love, just as we're having quotes here. Helen Keller said, security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Wow, I guess she had quite the adventure.
she did.
Talk about aging but dangerous. I mean, I never think about her as a really when I think about all the things that we face in life, but she is a great role model. And I like the idea that self-confident people are generally positive people. We talk about that all the time. And they do believe in themselves and their own abilities. And they do believe in living life to the fullest. And that's another thing we say a lot, is just you just got to get out there. And nobody really has to do this. I hate saying it like that, because everybody has a choice. We all have choices. You can either sit around and not be happy and be disgruntled, or you can make the choice to go out and do some of these things, whatever it is, ride a bike, wear red lipstick, we've talked about that before, and push yourself to go a little beyond your comfort level and then feel really proud of yourself and really good about what you've done.
And a part of me about feeling good about myself is being healthy. You and I both know that the Bros Clinic, our favorite clinic, has kept both of us healthy.
Well, they're one of our great sponsors, and they have really, I think, made my life much higher quality, because when I go to the Bros Clinic and they keep me in line, my body in line, I do feel good. I do feel better about myself.
I do too.
Because I feel like that I'm standing up straight and like I'm carrying myself in a positive way, and it's just a wonderful asset. I totally recommend Bros Clinic in Wayzata, and you can go on their website, thebrosclinic.com, and find out lots of information about a wonderful, wonderful place.
And also, we want everybody to know to go to our website and go to info@agingbutdangerous.com and tell us what is on your mind, what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle Show, and what is your personal revolution, because we are having a revolution.
And definitely go to our Facebook page also. And it's at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and give us big thumbs up. Make that big thumb up for us, and so, because that's somehow important in the whole scope of life in the universe. And also, Travel Leaders, that's another sponsor, and they're just wonderful at helping you do whatever that you have in your head to do for a vacation, whether it's this summer or something you're planning in the future. And their phone number is 651-789-8862, or go to www.TVLeaders.com, and that's two L's. And as soon as the show's over, they have scheduled that I'm going to get on an airplane and go to Alaska so I can sit on a glacier, because it's the only way I'm not going to be grumpy.
There you go. Then you won't have to whine. Also, let's remind everybody about the Martini Jump Skydive again. That is going to be at Westside Skydivers. The public is welcome. We want everybody to come out there. It starts at 10 o'clock, and it is going to be so much fun. I know we use that word a lot, but it is going to be fun. And go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com, and sign up, or just come out and watch. We want you to be a part of this wonderful experience, even if you're just watching from the ground.
Right, and so, I think that you talk about self-esteem. You can see some real self-esteem and building going on there in multiples of ways. So,
well, we need to scoot.
All right. Well, thanks for having us this morning, and hopefully that your brain is up and ready to go now for a great weekend. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and we are starting a revolution.
Please join us next week at 9:30, and remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.